Hermione read the few lines of spiky, acid-green writing aloud. Dear Batty, thanks for your help. Here's a copy of the book. Hope you like it. You said everything, even if you don't remember it. Rita. I think it must have arrived while the real Batilda was alive, but perhaps she wasn't in any fit state to read it. No, she probably wasn't. Harry looked down upon Dumbledore's face and experienced a surge of savage pleasure. Now he would know all the things that Dumbledore had never thought it worth telling him, whether Dumbledore wanted him to or not. You're still really angry at me, aren't you? Said Hermione. He looked up to see fresh tears leaking out of her eyes, and knew that his anger must have shown in his face. No, he said quietly. No, Hermione. I know it was an accident. You were trying to get us out of there alive, and you were incredible. I'd be dead if you hadn't been there to help me. He tried to return her watery smile, then turned his attention to the book. Its spine was stiff. It had clearly never been opened before. He riffled through the pages, looking for photographs. He came across the one he sought almost at once, the young Dumbledore and his handsome companion, roaring with laughter at some long-forgotten joke. Harry dropped his eyes to the caption. Albus Dumbledore, shortly after his mother's death, with his friend Gellert Grindelwald. Harry gaped at the last word for several long moments. Grindelwald, his friend Grindelwald. He looked sideways at Hermione, who was still contemplating the name as though she could not believe her eyes. Slowly, she looked up at Harry. Grindelwald? Ignoring the remainder of the photographs, Harry searched the pages around them for a recurrence of that fatal name. He soon discovered it and read greedily, but became lost. It was necessary to go further back to make sense of it all, and eventually he found himself at the start of a chapter entitled The Greater Good. Together, he and Hermione started to read. Now approaching his 18th birthday, Dumbledore left Hogwarts in a blaze of glory. Head boy, prefect, winner of the Barnabas Finkley Prize for Exceptional Spellcasting, British Youth Representative to the Wizengamot, gold medal winner for groundbreaking contribution to the International Alchemical Conference in Cairo. Dumbledore intended, next, to take a grand tour with Elpheus Dogbreath Doge, the dim-witted but devoted sidekick he had picked up at school. The two young men were staying at the Leaky Cauldron in London, preparing to depart for Greece the following morning, when an owl arrived, bearing news of Dumbledore's mother's death. Dogbreath Doge, who refused to be interviewed for this book, has given the public his own sentimental version of what happened next. He represents Kendra's death as a tragic blow, and Dumbledore's decision to give up his expedition as an act of noble self-sacrifice. Certainly Dumbledore returned to Godric's Hollow at once, supposedly to care for his younger brother and sister. But how much care did he actually give them? He were a headcase, that Aberforth, says Enid Smeek, whose family lived on the outskirts of Godric's Hollow at that time. Ran wild. Course, with his mum and dad gone, you'd have felt sorry for him. Only he kept chucking goat dung at my head. I don't think Albus was fussed about him. I never saw them together anyway.